The longest ever Premier League season comes to an end. Bournemouth and Watford. I'll start that again. go on.
You should have just persevered. It could have been good.
I think that would have set the tone for the episode.
Ever Premier League season comes to an end. Bournemouth and Watford's time in the top flight comes to an end, and Leicester's time in the top four comes to an end. This is In Airplane Repair.
I can't even remember what I was like anymore.
You are listening to In Airplane Repair, the most uncensored, unedited and unavailable podcast anywhere in the 2019 to 2020 season.
Unrecorded as well.
Unrecorded. we have been away for so long, and so has the Premier League, which has now returned and finished. Joining me today to discuss the finishing of the Premier League and the season itself, like the season, all of the season, Christ on a bike. The only one of us who's got statistical knowledge, Otto_Wolf, welcome. How are you?
Hello.
Did you manage to watch any of the games at the end of the season?
No, I missed them all. I was busy all day, so I didn't see a single one.
He was busy gathering statistics.
Yeah.
But that doesn't watching the games just gets in the way of the important statistics.
I did look at a couple of goals.
Mm-hmm.
Watched a couple of goals.
The only statistic that matters, really.
The only goal I actually saw, I think, was the Aubameyang bicycle kick. So we could talk about that one for a while. Atrocious defending from Watford.
Definitely should. And that other voice you heard there was Luke Stamper, the only one of us who's played the game at the highest level. Welcome back to the pod.
It's great. It's fantastic to be back.
Has your football restarted, Luke?
No, there have been like guidelines coming out about when it can restart. And I think we are able to start training now, technically. I think people in Sheffield might be doing that soon.
Okay. Well, we await news of that development, you know, we're very excited to hear about that.
Yeah, thank you.
Another man who's looking very excited is our fan on the road at the J, Doggy Dog.
Hello. How
have you found this last weekend of Premier League action?
Well, it's like the other two, I haven't seen any of the games. Caught a bit. BBC Sport app was loading towards the end. Got some of the, foul by Leighton Baines.
Okay. Well, just because we didn't see the last day and all the...
I saw some of one of the games.
Yeah, it doesn't mean we're not qualified to discuss it in at great length. And in fact, the rest of the Premier League season, which we did watch a lot of.
We can just prioritise our analysis on the whole season.
Yeah,
we can relate every game to
it. You know.
I'm so happy to draw conclusions from what I did see.
Let's kick off briefly. Let's just talk about Liverpool obviously won the league. Luke, are they the best team you've ever seen?
I don't think so. No. No, they are very good. I still think like Barcelona a while ago, they were probably better. You know. Okay. And I think it did look like they were gonna make a statistical case for being the best team.
Mm.
But
I was just about to say this, but thank you, Luke.
They haven't quite done that in the end. And I think that's kind of overall fair, because towards the start of the season I felt like they deserved to be winning, but they didn't. They could have easily dropped points earlier on that they didn't. And then I think, overall, it's not an unfair reflection, even though they kind of have slacked off a bit towards the end.
But
they're obviously very good.
But yeah, they had that period, didn't they, in like around Christmas where they looked really good. So, I mean, I guess a question that could be asked is, Johnny, like, can this, you know, I mean, like, essentially, they've had two seasons where they should, you know, two league-winning seasons in terms of quality, right?
Yeah.
Missed out only by a point last time. Will there be a third season of league-winning quality, or is that possible?
League-winning.
you know?
I mean, it's definitely possible, but I guess it kind of depends on City, doesn't it? If they can sort their defence out, then it's going to be a close one. But, I mean, yeah. Also, you definitely couldn't tell whether this team is the best team ever based off essentially two good seasons. I feel like they'll have to keep winning things, you know?
At what point will you happily declare this is the best team ever?
Got to wait at least 30 years, I think, for the legacy.
Is City's defence even that bad?
It just is when Laporte's injured, and he's just always injured, isn't it?
But they've only conceded two more goals than Liverpool this season.
That's a good fact.
Fucking yeah. Nice. You're really treading on the
what's
statistical...
What's he called? Edison.
I've shared the Google Doc of statistics with Luke. This is why he's just rolling them off.
But Edison got the Golden Gloves as well. They have the most clean sheets.
Johnny's also now disputing himself.
Next season, I'm going to take this.
It's all any of us have got, because we haven't been watching. We've just got the numbers to go.
You know, but the whole Golden Gloves, Otto, this is, as a statistician.
Yeah, as a statistician.
Mean, surely Golden Gloves is meaningless.
Exactly.
A lot of it is down. I mean, if you put Edison in, like, you know, the Villa team, you know, he's not going to get the Golden Gloves, is he?
No, well, as I've said many times, Hugo Lloris is statistically the best keeper in the league because he saves the most difficult shots. But he's not actually the best keeper. He just has a defence that allows those difficult shots. And so a difficult one. You know, it's a difficult one. But he's also
good.
It's a difficult one to really
but
try
still
and like,
saves
work out.
Them, though.
Are you
he
saying
does
he saves,
save them, yeah.
Are you saying he saves the most, just the most number or the highest percentage?
He has the best goal, expected goal stopping rate.
Wow. Yeah.
And like De Gea has really low this season. In his best season, De Gea's was like 11.4. I don't know
what. Out of what?
Is that 11.4 expected goals not conceded?
Like 11.4 shots that should have gone in, 11.4 shots that should have gone in saved.
Yeah.
That went all the way down to 0.3 this season. Hugo Lloris has been consistently around the 10 mark.
Does that take into account, you know, when you see strikers scoring 20 times more goals than they should?
Does that
factor into the expected saves from the goalkeeper?
I haven't looked at the algorithms and equations that they use to calculate these. I've just taken
I feel like statistics like that verge more into art than statistics.
It's so true.
So should there be a different award then? Not the Golden Gloves, but like the
best defence award.
A whole team.
Well, no, for this expected goals thing, you know.
Or like most saves.
Because Ollie Pope will get that one because he's
the
golden spreadsheet or something.
Or maybe they should just, like, whichever team is the best team overall should, like, get some kind of trophy at the end of the season.
Or, like, the most points, something like that.
Yeah.
But then we should just combine the goals scored against and also when they happened, you know, and just sort of overarching statistic for the whole season.
Because of a huge part of...
expected goals. There should be an expected goals table.
Oh, there will be. People would have made them, I reckon.
And then sack off the real goals.
Then every team is trying to work out how to get like the most expected goals rather than actual goals. That'd be amazing. Tactics. Shake everything up.
Tactics.
Yeah, I mean, like, is there anything? I mean, is Liverpool were quite good. Do we want to say anything more about that? You know, I mean, like, they had quite good luck with injuries, you know, no injuries.
They've got the issue of they probably would have had the record number of points if it hadn't been for the old pandemic.
I was wondering about this. I was thinking maybe, but then I was also thinking they were wobbling before. Like they had their period where they went out the Champions League, lost to Watford and stuff.
They did lose to Watford pre-lockdown, didn't they?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, pre-lockdown.
But when they came back, they were drawing to like Bournemouth and shit, weren't they?
Yeah. They have drawn a few times.
I don't think that would have happened if it hadn't been for maybe not.
Yeah, but then it's also hard. I feel like once you've won the league, like those mistakes happen as well.
Yeah,
it must be especially hard if you've won the league.
When City set the record, when did they win the league?
When did they
win it really early? They won it really early.
No,
they didn't, because Liverpool. Wait,
no. When did they set the record though of 100?
Yeah, weren't Liverpool on their tail? Or was that a different season.
That was last year.
Can I just ask a question here to our statistician? Have they won it with the most games to go?
Yeah, I think that. Yeah, they won it earliest ever. Yeah, Johnny.
Okay. Earliest and latest.
Okay, yeah, Johnny.
That's
again,
brilliant stats.
You're treading on.
Yeah, Johnny, I'm making
a move, mate.
This is Johnny backing up his claim that statistics is art, because that is beautiful.
Johnny, I'm not going to start talking about what it feels like to be a fan on the road, and you don't start talking about these statistics.
All right,
but I think they would. It must have been very hard to have this huge lockdown. Have already won the league, know that all you have to do is come back and win literally one game.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to get fat, you're going to, like, sleep with loads of sexy people, you're going to do lots of stuff.
They're not doing coronavirus.
Yeah, I hope not. Not doing corona, mate.
That's, okay, yeah, all right.
Unless you're Kyle Walker.
For...
It's day one.
What's the thing called when you're not allowed to, where you can get, like, sued, where you have to, like, when if you say something that isn't true about someone?
Libel.
Yeah, so that we're not liable to anyone.
Allegedly.
No footballer has slept with anyone, but of course they were sleeping with loads of people. And that's the way
it's talking
about. That is not how to protect yourself from libel looks.
But no, it wasn't like that anyway.
Okay, I mean, I don't know. Do we want to? I don't know how long we really want to linger on Liverpool, really. But
The thing that I'm thinking is, if they want to win the league again next season,
that's what I was going to say. Yeah,
they have to buy some better players, right?
Do they?
Yeah. Do they not? Like, is that not kind of the way of like to not go back? You have to keep buying. Like, I don't know, but like.
To not go back, you must go forward.
I think this is true, but then the question is, which position do you strengthen?
Exactly. I guess John Henderson.
Midfield.
Yeah.
Player of the year. You can't replace that.
He's player of the year just because he has passion. That's his only answer. Yeah.
Yeah. Although they seem to have so many midfielders. Yeah.
I think midfield they're fine.
Yeah. But then maybe you want rotation. Then
I think there's an issue with the front three of, say you want to sign some big boy for like, you know, 80 mil. None of those three are going to want to sit on the bench, are they? And then if you take one away, does the whole thing crumble? You know,
it seems to actually. I mean, with Liverpool at the moment, I think they struggle when there's only two of them.
And so, I mean,
it doesn't matter which one.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, with Adam Lallana departing, I mean, who else?
Who's going to fill in?
I mean, you've got Divock Origi. I mean,
Shaqiri.
Yeah. It's not exactly Man City's, you know, attacking lineup, is it?
Yeah, but then I guess
they rotate.
They rotate, exactly. Yeah,
but they're less. I don't know. Yeah, they're kind of a bit.
Also, have they just been paying, you know, they've just been breaking all these financial fair play rules and. Which maybe Liverpool.
Why does that mean the forwards are better at.
Well, it just means you can have like four properly world class forwards all on massive wages and then rotate them all.
I think you'll find, John, the Court for Arbitration of Sport found that they're actually.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah, okay, yeah.
But of course they were doing it.
Wait, wasn't it the court just found that evidence against him was obtained?
Yeah.
And no, not just that.
They also put a time limit on how long you could be penalised for breaking the rules.
Yeah, I think the evidence was gathered before, like, a certain time, or, like, was given some bullshit.
Oh, yeah, lawyer stuff.
Fucking lawyer shit.
Because otherwise Leicester would be in the Champo right now. But
let's talk about Leicester being in the Champo. So, is this...
They're not in the Champo.
No, exactly. So, Luke.
Yeah.
have Leicester bottled it, or have Man United reeled in that 15-point gap just by pure Man United quality?
I feel incredibly qualified to talk about this, having watched the final 45 minutes of their game on Sunday. You know, over the whole period, because it kind of passed me by, football coming back, and I wasn't really paying attention, and suddenly Man U were just... they were just doing really well, you know? And I was like, what? I was kind of pleasantly surprised, but also like, oh, I don't care about football right now. What are you doing? And then Leicester, I was also paying a bit of attention to Leicester throughout, because I'd always had Vardy in my fantasy team. So I'd always see them not doing well and be like,
But he would score a lot.
Yeah, he still did fairly well. I think it's got to be a bit of both, really. But to be like, Man U have done incredibly well since coming back. But Blake really helped them because they had injuries come back. And then he pretty much just, with everyone rested, just played the same, just played his favourite players all game, every game. And didn't rotate anyone. And it was just about enough to get to the end of the season.
I guess for them, lockdown was useful because they got to have a bit of a restart when they needed it.
What do you think about this Fernandez character then?
Fishy guy.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Take a good penalty.
Thank God you watched that game.
You know, just a good player, he seems like.
I think he seems to be one of those players which, you know, like Suarez will get everyone else to play better. He's like that, you know, because he's got energy and momentum. I feel like he... yeah, seems to have got everyone else playing better.
So, Luke, you now feeling extremely confident about next season, Man United challenging for the league, perhaps?
I don't think they'll be challenging for the league. They need more players still, because whenever they wouldn't have any of their main players playing, they would not be doing so well. Like if they're missing like Martial or Rashford or... Pogba or anyone. Although Lingard, first goal of the season in the last minute there.
Do you see some guy had put a bet on for him not to score in the season?
Not to score or assist all season.
Yeah. All season, wow. And he scores the last minute.
90 plus 8 minutes.
They've got to bring in more players. And I feel like they've also got to like slowly sort out the mess of their like whole wage structure at the moment.
Yeah, the entire club, really.
And they're bringing in Sancho.
Well, there's news today, apparently.
They're going to get it for 98 mil or something?
They've rejected the latest bid of 89 million. That's Dortmund have rejected that.
Yeah.
I think they'll be quite good because they've got quite a young squad now. I feel like everyone's...
Yeah, why do they need... what's his name?
Sancho.
I think they're a bit light up top, aren't they?
Well, they're still playing Greenwood every game. Like, obviously, he seems good
now. Yeah, but Greenwood's sick.
Yeah, but he's 12. You can't trust that.
You can't win anything with kids.
Yeah.
Greenwood scored... Like, how many goals did he score this season?
He scored like 5.
He scored a lot.
No, he didn't score 5. He scored 10.
Oh, he scored 10. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly why you're not a statistician there. See that?
Yeah, I'm still early days. I'll be there.
Lots of good English lads in that team.
He's actually scored 17. He scored 5 in Europe, 1 in the EFL, 1 in the FA Cup, and 10 in the league.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, why do they need Sancho?
Yeah, he's overrated.
Well, I guess if any of them are not playing.
Yeah, but they got Igalo.
That is true.
Is this faith in Ole restored? If there ever was any?
Whose faith?
Well, I mean, in fact, Johnny, as a fan, if you were a Man United fan,
yeah,
how's your faithometer looking right now?
I think my faithometer would be pinging pretty high, because everyone seemed to jump on board with him. Like, there's a certain level of IQ you're going on as a Man United fan, and so I feel like, you know, I'll just be happy.
Okay.
It's good vibes, you know. I feel like they'll probably enjoy watching Man United games again. Like the team.
What's their defence like? They've got Maguire.
It should be good.
Wan-Bissaka.
Lindelof.
Oh, Lindelof, yeah.
I wonder if De Gea is their biggest problem.
Yeah, he is.
Ooh, yeah.
He is. He's been really shit.
Yeah, that is actually a bit of an issue. Because you keep kind of just hoping that he'll go back to being good, but...
They should have sold him to Real Madrid for like 500 million, like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That ship has sailed.
But wait, could have bought Messi.
If they got some keeper on loan somewhere?
Henderson.
Yeah, because he's sick, isn't he?
He is sick.
After what are the stats saying about him?
About who? Henderson? Yeah, apparently they need to get him. The stats are saying, yeah.
The stats are saying, yeah, get him.
But have you ever seen how much... You remember Van der Vaart, who used to play for Tottenham? Yeah. Have you ever seen how much he hates Maguire? He's got these quotes which are like...
I remember seeing weird quotes.
Yeah, he's like, I think Maguire goes home every day and tells his wife, I'm shit at football, but I earn so much. They really believe I'm good. I really think so. He laughs at everyone. Van der Vaart just fucking hates Maguire.
Why?
I don't know. He's got it out for him. He's had it, like, he said some other shit that he just like... Just fully hates him.
I hate
you're saying this.
He just thinks he's shit.
That's a natural affinity, like, or like goalkeepers just hate Maguire, is what you're saying?
I don't know.
I like Maguire just for that, for his role in that Deliveroo advert.
Yeah.
That's enough to like any man.
Yeah.
Regardless of all other circumstances. all right. So Leicester have bottled it then. Was it just always too good to be true, Otto _ Wolf?
So I'm just still looking at Van der Vaart quotes about Maguire. but what was the question?
Well, Leicester bottled it. Was it always too good to be true?
Yeah. Sad times. Well, it's a Brendan Rodgers special, isn't it?
It is.
It's like when the momentum's going, he's good, but as soon as the hard times come, he can't adapt at all. Like, Maddison got injured and then he was just a bit fucked. He hinged way too much on Madison's playmaking.
He did have quite a lot of injuries, I think, towards the end.
Maddison and Vardy,
and like defenders, at least.
Oh, and Chilwell.
Yeah,
but like, what's going to happen next season? Because Chilwell's leaving. Maddison.
They tend to buy quite well, though. I feel like they'll.
Yeah, they do. Right. Maybe Gary Tillman's. I don't know. They did seem quite cool at the beginning of the season, but
I think you still got a crit. I mean, the fifth is still like a great.
Oh, yeah, no, it's still really good.
So like.
But considering that they were like set on,
they were second at one.
They were nailed on, weren't they? Really?
Yeah, they was like they, it was like yeah, they really had to. But they had to basically do what Liverpool did.
Europa League curse as well. You've got to take that into account next season.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Not having a big enough squad.
I remember. I think I mentioned this before. I read some article about whether the Europa League curse is actually a thing.
Can you remember the conclusion?
Well, it's either that the Europa League... So basically, the Champions League and the Europa League, one of them does mess you up in the league, one of them doesn't, and I can't remember which way around it is.
Probably Europa.
Well, I feel like the reason why Europa League curses the thing is because not actually that Europa League makes you worse, it's that lower-level teams punch above their weight, get to Europa, and then they don't have the squad to like back it up. But if you're like Man United in the Europa, you're fine, because you've got such a heavy squad.
Wolves seem to have been all right, though.
Wolves have got quite a good squad, though.
Maybe they've just got a lot of money, yeah.
Wolves are quite rich.
We have to talk about Chelsea now as well. What do you make of Frank Lampard's antics on his moaning about touchline? Do you see that?
He was
He said
there was a foul. Well, no, it was some staff. Was it? Yeah, it was like staff. On the benches behind the bench, wasn't it?
They like appealed for a free kick and then the something free kick like got given. Yeah. But he apologised afterwards, so he was obviously in the wrong.
What, Frank?
Yeah, he apologised afterwards.
Oh, did he? Right.
He said he regretted it. And Klopp was just like, he needs to learn how to.
Ooh, that was quite like
language.
A
condescending.
Yeah.
Okay, no, so that this article that I read, there was no evidence that playing in the Europa League affects the probability that a team wins its domestic league match. The next weekend, but I think the Champions League did.
That's not a metric. Oh, that
but
we
what about
go
where
by.
They finish in the league? At the
that's
end
not
of
what.
Year.
That's not. We don't care about that.
I care about that. I think that's interesting, Luke. Thanks for bringing that to
us. It's season long fatigue, not just fatigue on for the next game.
Okay,
but the season's made up of games, you know.
That is very true.
That's true. That's a statistic I hadn't even considered, Tom.
The thing is with this pod is it like it doesn't want to be a what's going to happen next season pod. Do you know what
well,
I mean?
We should have gone back and looked at our predictions from the first episode of the season.
Yeah. I predicted a Liverpool win and I can't remember.
I think it definitely would. It was so long ago.
Well, obviously you did, Tom.
What did we predict? Like top four? Or like
top scorers? Did we even do a prediction?
Top four? Who's going down? Did we predict who's going down?
Oh, do you know everyone who's going down went up in
2014-15?
Oh. Little stat.
Johnny, that's incredible.
Johnny, why have you got so many stats?
I haven't really watched the game. I was just on BBC Sport. And then you get...
But you've remembered them so well. You're like comments.
Before we talk about relegation, do you want to play a quick fire round?
Yep. What's the game?
Oh, it's not really. I hesitate as to whether I should call it a game or not, because essentially, what's going to happen? I'm going to ask you a quick fire question, and then
so it's a quiz.
There'll be some.
Everyone's just stealing my roles.
No, it's not a quiz. It's not. It's an opinion. An opinion. And then the other two will have a little chance to just rebuttal, right? So, for example, I will say Otto. Who is the best player of the season?
Oh, it's like that. Okay. De Bruyne.
I don't want to rebut that.
I'd like it to be explained again. I wasn't listening.
There's not much to explain. Essentially, I ask you a question like, who do you think the best player of the season was?
And then I say De Bruyne.
And the other two have to say whether they think that's right or not.
Okay.
But quick fire. That's the only
quick
part.
Quick fire.
Okay,
yeah.
Quick fire. Don't think about it. Just say it.
Don't think. Just say it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just... Okay.
That's the kind of punditry we like to do on this podcast.
Let's try that again. Yeah, ready? So, Otto, best player of the season.
De Bruyne.
I agree.
Yeah.
Right. Wow, okay. This is working well. Luke, best young player.
Oh, Greenwood.
I suppose my quick response is no, but then
I don't know why.
I'm going to have to start thinking. But I thought we were told not to start thinking.
Yeah, I didn't think.
No, we don't have to give a reason. We just give a no, right?
No, that's ridiculous, mate.
Okay.
Wait, Otto, what about you?
No, fuck off.
Well, because
what counts as a young player?
Well, there's people like Trent who are still like...
Yeah, Trent. Declan Rice.
Phil Foden found his feet. Oh, that's, Phil Foden. That's a good line.
I mean, Phil Foden didn't get 17 goals, but
that is true.
Foden found his feet.
Yeah. What are you?
I mean, Abraham, he did very well this season.
Yeah, but then he dropped off.
Luke Stamper, best. No, wait, did I just ask you?
You did. Just ask me.
Okay, Johnny, best signing of the season.
Rapid fire best signing.
Can't think of any signs.
Who's even been signed?
Bruno, that would be the one. Fernandez.
No.
You know, probably not, but I can't actually think of anyone else who's been signed.
No.
You can say a little bit more than just no.
Who would be
who else has been signed?
Who am I saying has said?
Well,
probably one of the Chelsea players. They had lots of good signings.
Did they?
Pulisic.
But he was bought from a while ago. They had a transfer ban.
It's not quick fire anymore. Otto Wolf, biggest flop.
Mourinho.
No, I'm going to rebut that. Fuck that.
Probably not.
In what way is he flopped?
Already bad.
What were you expecting? I think he's performed exactly how everyone expected.
Yeah, biggest. Yeah.
I think I've enjoyed it. I'm excited for next season.
What about Ancelotti's been a bit like...
No, he was good as well. Everton were about to get relegated.
Is no one...
Moist Keane.
David Moyes?
He's kept them up as well.
Okay. Luke...
just Watford, I guess.
What is it?
Was Shaqiri bought at the beginning of the season? Because you guys all said he'd be good.
No, he was good the year before last.
He was not good.
He was all right at the beginning.
He had a few games where he was all right, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, because he was in the Champions League. He assisted there.
Moment of the season.
Moment of the season?
Not allowed to be a goal.
Not allowed to be a goal.
Sorry, I don't want to reveal.
This is the problem dealing, looking at the season as a whole. You lose sight of the specifics, and I can't think of any moment.
I'm trying to think of one as well.
Because they did, like, the moment Liverpool won the league, it was someone at Man City just lost, didn't they?
Why would that be?
And also, that you'd known they were going to win for ages.
Okay.
It's very difficult.
Oh, Leicester beating 9-0.
Southampton.
That's pretty good.
That was a good game. That was a good moment.
Johnny, goal of the season.
Goal as that must be hard to remember. You don't see them as much on BBC Sport, no. maybe Son. Son's like taking on pretty much everyone, banging it in.
That is the one that won.
That's pretty good. Very good. _Wolf, manager of the season.
I mean, like, you kind of have to say Jurgen Klopp, but can I say not including Jurgen Klopp?
I don't know if you have to say Jurgen Klopp.
Because Chris Wilder.
Great manager.
Chris Wilder's yellow at me.
Exactly.
He's yellow at heart.
Oh, yeah.
that actually brings... we could do. No, I think that's it. We haven't got any more. That's that game wrapped up.
Did they miss out on Europe then? Are they also a slight flop, annoyingly?
Who? Sheffield?
Sheffield.
Yeah? No, I don't know. I haven't fleshed out the game because I just came up with it right now.
Shoot the idea.
I was thinking you could go through the league, say every team, and then we could all say, like, success or flop of a season.
Okay, I like it.
Quick. I don't know if that...
Are we going to catch it, like, pop or flop? Or flop or
yeah,
not?
Yeah, at least... In a...
Flop or not? Hot or not?
Hot or flop, I think.
Maybe... Wait, what was that? Sorry.
It's hot, a hot or flop.
Or flop. Hot or flop. Okay, here we go. Let's play hot or flop. Otto, Liverpool.
No, we all do it. We can all do it.
Are we going top down or bottom up?
Let's go bottom up.
No, top down.
It's always better bottom up.
No, top down.
Wait, hang on, sorry. So, I think just one at a time.
No, we should all, because we can all say it, and then we can see, like, if we, like, because then we're not saying each other.
It might be hard to distinguish between hot and flop if we're all talking.
I think it might be.
Okay.
Otto, Liverpool, hot or flop?
Hot.
Luke, Man City, hot or flop?
Oh,
it's difficult. They're still in the championship.
That's tough.
Too early to say.
Got potential either way.
Keep it to the Premier
flop.
League.
Flop.
Wow. Oh. Boom. He's done it. Johnny, Man United, hot or flop?
Hot.
Chelsea, Otto, hot or flop?
Hot.
Leicester, hot or flop? Luke,
hot.
He gets the hard ones every time.
Everyone's really quite hot right now. That's been a single team.
Johnny, wait, hang on. Did you say Leicester hot? Okay.
Yeah. I said hot.
Of course, Leicester hot.
Yeah, okay. Hot, then flop. Okay, fine. Yeah. Johnny, Tottenham, hot or flop?
It's kind of... I feel like they're right...
It's got to be a flop.
Yeah, Johnny, what is the discussion here?
Flop.
What are you talking about?
They got 59 points.
They were like second 2 seasons ago. Now they're like ninth.
I've changed my mind.
Wolverhampton Wanderers.
Who is it?
It's you, Otto.
Hot.
Luke, Arsenal.
Oh, flop.
Johnny, Sheffield.
I guess, yeah, hot. Got to be hot.
Otto, Burnley.
Hot.
Luke, Southampton.
Hot?
They're definitely hot.
Flop.
Big time
9-0,
hot.
9-0, flop.
Yeah, but
flop.
They recovered from that, you know?
Yeah, still.
The 9-0 like... has decided to
have you get beat 9-0, you had a bad season.
I think they did really well.
The 9-0 then... was a really bad one where they conceded a goal, and then in the VAR check of the goal, they got a red card. It was so
Johnny Everton.
Flop.
Yeah.
Otto Newcastle.
Hot.
Wow.
Okay. That Rafa Benitez bold fraud. And that's what we found out.
What are you talking about?
Because he was always like, I just keep these guys up, I have no money, I just do it every season. And then like Steve Bruce comes in and then it's like fine.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they were only 10 points away from being relegated.
Yeah, but
has he got Benitez a bit of wispy hair as well, Rafael Benitez?
No, he's a bold, he's the bold waiter.
He's just a big
fat bold waiter.
No, he's got some hair.
Oh, yeah, I was so close to just pressing end meeting. I said that. End meeting for all. No, I'm fine.
You need to press stop recording, not end meeting.
Oh, yeah, shit. Luke, Crystal Palace.
Flop.
Johnny Brighton.
Hot, I guess. Staying up's probably there.
West Ham, Otto.
Flop.
Luke Villa.
Flop.
Okay.
Controversial.
Fair enough. I guess you were expecting more from the Villa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we going to do the relegation zone now?
Johnny, Bournemouth.
Controversial. I think it's a hot pick. No. Big time flop. Sad to see it happen.
I'm sad too. Sad.
Although, to be honest, I'm not. They've had their time.
Yeah. It's a scam. Villa should have gone down.
But Bournemouth shouldn't have stayed up, I don't think.
I guess you're right. I mean, you can't.
They've made some bad signings over the years.
Also, like Eddie Howe, you know, he's had so long. Just time to send him on his way now.
He's got to go to the big farm in the sky.
Yeah, exactly. And they'll get a replacement with exactly the same markings.
Do you think he'll be offered a job in the Premier League, or will he stay with Bournemouth?
I think he'd be offered a job, surely.
Yeah, I guess he probably will, won't he? Maybe in the Championship, take another team up.
If I was him, I'd stick with Bournemouth, and if I was Bournemouth, I'd stick with him. Well, no, sorry. If I was Bournemouth, I'd stick with him, but maybe I wouldn't stick with Bournemouth if I was him.
Okay. Oh, my God. I've just got this message on my Zoom account that just says, you have been signed out because your account is signed in from another device.
Ooh. Your audio just changed quite a lot as well.
Oh, God.
I think it's the computer audio, not Scarlett audio.
Oh, God.
Fine, I'm still recording.
Oh, you're still
recording. Yeah, we had the backup.
It still says recording.
I'm still...
That might be me.
It still says I'm recording as well.
Oh, okay.
But we'll edit this out.
If there's anything to edit it out of.
That's a good point.
So this is the time to say all your really controversial, racist, homophobic and sexist things.
Finally.
Watford.
And then when we cut to the bit where we're gonna like stop the edit, are we there now?
Yeah.
I don't know, I guess so, yeah.
Oh my God, Luke, I can't believe you would say that.
Yeah. Luke, I can't believe you would say that as well.
On air as well.
Yeah. Knowing that all our listeners...
We'll have to edit that out. I think that's not right. That's not right.
I can't believe you thought our listeners would be okay with that, or worse.
I can't think of a single person that's not insulting to at the moment.
That would be impressive.
That would be impressive, actually.
Well, in a way, it was.
Maybe you could just say...
You're actually that was amazing.
You've done well.
Well, maybe if you were just some sort of like
condemn and support you.
Humans are worthless.
But come on, who really cares about that? Yeah.
But no one would take you seriously. Then it's not.
Yeah, and that wouldn't make you as sick as I feel about.
What I actually did say.
It's gonna be.
Yeah.
Okay. And we end with Norwich. Otto, hot or flop?
I thought they were for me.
Oh, sorry, Luke. You go for it.
Hot. I remember Timu Pukki.
Banter. That was great. He's giving the answer you don't expect.
But you remember at the start of the season when everyone was like, Timu Pukki.
Timu Pukki.
Smashing the goals in.
Wow, feels a long.
They beat Chelsea at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
And City. Wow. I think so.
A long
that could
yeah,
be bullshit.
Yeah, they only had five wins, but I feel like they were five important wins. Also, not for Norwich, not for Norwich, but
they
for
won't
other teams.
Mind going down either. They'll just be wiping some debt off because they didn't really spend any money, did they?
Yeah, they'll be all right.
Championship is the best league in the world.
Yeah, yeah, and they didn't make Fulham's mistake, you know, of investing and still going down.
Do we want
to
talk?
It was a great time to be able to say that we had Jean-Michel Seri on the on the Fulham lineup. It was worth it just for
that's true. The whole season was definitely a hot, not flop because of that.
You're right. They did actually beat Man City 3-2.
Yeah.
And that brings hot or flop to a close. I've only got one more thing on my notes here, and that is the final verdict on VAR.
The final. So we're never going to talk about it again.
Well, I mean, we've had it. No.
The debate has gone on too long. We draw a line here.
No. What I mean is, by the way, this is the first season with VAR, right? Am I wrong?
I think it's number two.
We've been debating this shit for ages.
Really?
It's hard to know.
It was the World Cup. World Cup was the first VAR, wasn't it? Women's World Cup.
Men's first.
What?
Men's World Cup had VAR first.
Did it?
Wasn't that the whole thing about people being like, you're using the women's game to just like...
Well, because in the men's one, it was like done well. And then the women's one, they brought in other rules with like...
The women's the one, they were like, we should test out the really shit rules with the
women. Yeah, we'll just try them out.
So, have we had it for one season or two?
I thought it was two, but...
Oh, never mind then. I mean, we don't have to give up.
The day's blurring to one.
Yeah, that means we're more qualified to give the final verdict of all time. One season would have been hasty, but two, I think we're ready.
Luke, let's do it. VAR. Oh, cool or not cool?
You know, with no fans, it works better with no fans, doesn't it?
It does.
So I think keep VAR, get rid of the fans. They're the problem.
Doesn't work better with no fans.
Because no one in the stadium is being all like, oh, what's going on? What are they doing? Shut up, mate.
That's not the problem.
There's already no atmosphere, so.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
problem with VAR is them making really shit decisions.
Well, it's also the sapping of the soul of football, you know?
But the soul has already been sapped. So
exactly.
Do you remember? Because
no,
this
fans,
season,
there is no soul to sap. Mm.
This season, they brought in the if there's any slight, tiny handball. The goal gets disallowed and stuff like that.
That is stupid. That is a terrible rule.
That's
the rule, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah, it's the implementation of VAR.
Probably brought about because of VAR.
But yeah, Luke, I mean, could you actually implement that rule without VAR?
No, but you could have VAR and not implement it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I should say VAR is guilty by association as well.
Yeah, I think so. I think if VAR just didn't want to create with these problems, it wouldn't have done it.
If VAR wasn't there, then probably those handball rules.
I think it's created more problems than it's solved.
It has.
I just don't. Football was completely fine before VAR. It would be fine when there's no VAR.
Yeah.
I just think they need to speed it up, get snappy.
No, but also the issue with that.
More accurate as well, same time.
More accurate. What they do as well, which is really frustrating, is they watch a slow motion video of something. And then, like, make the decision on that, and they need to watch it in real time. Everything looks so much worse when you put it in slow motion. Yeah. And they need to do far, and so it just makes, like, handballs and shit look really bad.
Yeah.
And there's loads of stuff like that, which is really frustrating.
They should do, like, one replay. You could have, like, 10 refs all watching.
All the refs run out onto the pitch.
Well, they're just in the van, whatever, the VAR van, wherever they are.
In the sweatshop in Thailand.
That's actually, genius.
They get,
so instead
like,
of...
two real-time replays, and just they just put their hand up.
No, Johnny, that's brilliant.
It's like a game show.
Instead of a few watching it more, you just get more watching it fewer times.
Yes.
That's actually really good. It's like parallel processing, John. That's genius.
Yeah. And you can always increase the number of refs.
Without increasing the time.
Premier League, like 100 ref-based system.
And it could be like a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire kind of thing, where they got like an infographic where it goes like, you know, we're like...
Yeah.
Ooh,
like, it's like 64% say foul.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, ask the refs or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
Well, ask, you know, I think it would be ask the player, like, did you mean it, man?
I suppose it might be hard on things like offsides when there's more, like, objective things.
I actually you could still just the offside thing.
Just play the vid and see what the refs think.
Yeah, I think so.
They stopped drawing those lines on the pitch.
The whole offside thing is stupid. Like, who cares if a toe is offside? Yeah. No one cares at all.
No, exactly. But, I mean, a rule is a rule for a reason.
Yeah, but that reason is to stop goals.
But the rule was created when it was enforced by linesmen, wasn't it? It wasn't.
Yeah.
If you were creating it now, you wouldn't create that as the rule, would you? Surely not.
Well, you'd have to have a cutoff at some point, and then whatever the cutoff was, there would always be just a toe
that's
over.
That's the problem. Yeah, you can always answer that.
But the problem is cutoffs. No, we have to remove binaries.
Can't you still cricket?
Well, umpire's cool. Yeah, you could do umpire's cool.
Yeah, but then you've still stopped the game for that long.
But why does it take so long? Just take. I mean, you can tell in 5 seconds. You look at it, you're like, it's only a toe, umpire's cool.
Then again, sometimes they show one angle and you're like, blindly offside. And then they show the actual angle. That, okay. I don't know why they don't use
that. I've got this idea, yeah? You get 10 refs in a room.
This is
all looking at different angles.
Yeah.
Also, why can't.
I don't see why there can't be a little camera on the last man, just zipping up and down.
Yeah.
Play that one replay, get the refs to vote.
Yeah, it's true. Well, also, why can Hawkeye be so accurate in cricket? And why can't they just do that? Like,
yeah, but that also takes quite a long time.
It doesn't take that long.
Hawkeye said they've got something in the works that might work for offside.
I'd like that.
As in, it would just be able to automatically tell you if somebody was offside, which would be pretty decent, because then you could just shut up and not talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, apart from that goal line technology, missed it when that flopped. Oh, that was a
moment. That relegated Bournemouth.
Yeah. That was a great moment, or appalling moment.
Also, like, what the fuck was that? Because the TV camera could see that the ball was over the line, but then they said all of their cameras were obstructed.
Well, all the Hawkeye cameras were.
I know, but like...
But that's silly, because they could have... They've got... Yeah, I know, they've got video ref. They could have just checked that.
Because also, that TV camera
rules,
is...
Though.
That TV camera is down the line of the like, surely they'd have a camera.
Maybe that TV camera was right in front of the Hawkeye camera. That's why it was obstructed.
No, it won't be a problem. That was
weird. It's weird to have video ref and not have used it.
I wonder if they were just like, someone fucked up and didn't calibrate it, and then they were just like, saving face.
Yeah, but you can still just like replay the video, you know, and just be like,
yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah,
it is a That's strange cool. world where you have VAR that could tell you that the ball has crossed the line.
Yeah.
Isn't used because the goal line technology doesn't say it's crossed the line.
Yeah, that's very strange.
Stupid.
I guess stupid. Those are the rules. I mean, maybe we don't need to give our final verdict on VAR. You know, it will be going on for years to come.
Apparently they're changing it, so now the application of VAR is like universal and not decided by individual leagues.
I see that. I don't like the sound of that, because I don't know.
What's this? Like the United Empire of VAR.
Johnny doesn't like totalitarianism.
Yeah. So what does that mean? What, like, League Two is going to have VAR?
No. Like Spanish VAR is going to be the same as English VAR.
Okay. Well, that might be. I guess that could be good or bad.
I think they tend to.
As are many decisions.
Depends on a lot of things, I would say.
the final decision on VAR is that it could be good or it could be bad.
Okay, do we want to move on to the quiz?
Yeah, can do. I've only got one real question.
Quiz.
Whew. Fucking hell.
No, well, it's actually, you know, like it's
can I get points for winning the fantasy football, by the way?
Oh, did you win it? I was going to say that was going to be one of the rounds. Can you tell me the...
I completely forgot about mine.
What are the league standings?
I think I was second.
No, come on. I think I... Because the coronavirus disrupted the whole...
Did anybody change... Thomas, you were last the whole way through.
I think
Jasper was last, wasn't he?
Oh, Jasper. Did anyone change their team?
He had Adrian in goal the whole time.
You got full refund of all your players. You got unlimited transfers post-lockdown, but I didn't bother changing
anything.
Yeah.
I think that's an issue. I thought the whole thing was void because of coronavirus. Yeah.
All right. So, what, Johnny, tell me the standings.
I don't know the standings, but no, I'm top.
I'm looking at them now. It was Johnny on 2,169, then me on 2,141, then you on 2,100.
Slow down.
Oh, no.
Then me, then...
Then Thomas.
No, Thomas.
That's a big gap between you and Thomas.
No, yeah, no, that's not only a few points.
There's a gap from 2,100 to 1,953.
Then Jasper's way down, though.
And then another big gap.
I'm giving you 6 points for coming first. Like
1 point to 1 point in the quiz.
What?
2,100 points.
Do you know, I will take that as well, actually.
I'm giving... Johnny, you got six points. I'm giving Luke 4.
All of that, a year's worth. Six points.
No, you got points every week. You got points every week.
Well, every week we remembered to think about it.
If we'd done a pod every week, we would have. Thomas gets 0 and Jasper gets 1.
Can we get points for the last week as well?
That brings Johnny joint first in the quiz now. Johnny and Jasper...
Jasper came last, though. He shouldn't be getting any points.
Yeah, maybe some minus
didn't get
points.
Jasper didn't get any points.
All right,
maybe
so
he should lose some
points.
So did I get a point?
Maybe a point.
Be reasonable. All right, do you want the quiz question?
Is this the final, then, given that Jasper's not here? Or
fuck
just
off.
By?
All right. This is the day of finals. Nothing happens again after this point.
Final say on VAR and the final,
the final quiz. All right, so for this quiz... I can't remember what inspired it, because there was something, but I think it's just that I've been watching lots of cricket. I'm going to give you 5 players, and I'm going to give you 5 sports, and these players have gone from playing football to then competing in these sports professionally.
Wow.
And you have to match the player with the sport.
How much were they playing football?
you'll find out. It's Petr Cech, Maldini.
Wait.
Hold on. How do you spell Cech's name?
Pete Cech.
C-E-C-H.
Oh, I thought it was like the country.
Maldini.
Italian guy.
Gabriel Batwist. I can never pronounce his name. Batwistuta?
I think you're going to need to pronounce it.
Batwistuta. How do you pronounce his name?
All those names are so different, mate.
What are you talking about?
Baptista?
No, like he's like a legendary Italian.
I see him. Gabriel Batwistuta. Batistuta.
Well, you can't be Googling.
He's just Argentinian.
I didn't look at anything but his name.
Batistista.
Gabriel Batista. Got it.
No,
Batista. Okay.
Batistuta.
What am I saying? In brackets, Argentinian.
It doesn't matter. And then Ivan Perisic. Oh, and Dudek as well.
Oh, legend.
Legendary Dudek.
Perisic. Don't know how to spell that, but whatever.
All right, and the sports are polo, like the one played with horses.
Holy shit.
Tennis, motor endurance racing.
What's that, the endurance of the car?
No, come on, like, you know the ones where you drive for like 48 hours?
So you're just like, how long can you stay alive?
No, because it's a race, but... Like, also...
Oh, yeah, through the desert.
No, it's not even through the desert. I think they're around a track, but by the end, the first place is, like, 80 laps ahead of second place, and, like...
What was the first sport?
I've said polos and horse polo, not water polo.
Yeah.
Tennis, motor tennis. Endurance racing.
Second one, okay.
Beach volleyball. And ice hockey.
Wow.
I've got to say, this is hard.
You say this literally every single time.
The lottery is worthy of the final.
It's not a lottery. You've got to think about which players suit the sport.
I don't even know half of these
How do you not know these players? Which ones do you not know?
Batistuta.
He's an Argentinian legend.
I have heard of him, to be fair, but I...
And which other one haven't you done, you know?
Yeah. Stop all these questions.
Okay. I think I'm going to nail this.
Yes, Johnny. That's the kind of attitude you guys need to have.
Well, that's why Johnny's top of the leaderboard, you see.
Oh, lovely attitude.
This is This is tough.
I can do some more questions actually afterwards.
I think this is a good
round.
Yeah, because it doesn't rely on any football knowledge. Suits me and Luke.
I have to leave at about quarter past, unfortunately. Sorry, you could carry on without me because you're recording. If you don't want it to.
I might have to. I don't know when dinner is, but it might be.
Oh God, soon, this is fucking hard. I feel like Dudek loves a bit of ice hockey.
I can give you another question. I'll do one more question after this question.
So who's the polar one? Because that would have to be a weird...
Okay, I'm finished. I think.
I'm getting close. Yeah, I'm good. I think I've got everyone wrong, probably.
Who wants to go for it? Who wants to give me the first one? Who played polo?
Obviously Dudek.
Trap.
Maldini.
Everyone's wrong. Gabriel Batistuta.
Oh, no. How could I not have got it?
And now tennis.
Maldini.
Yes, Maldini.
He sounds like he could be a tennis player.
I for Perisic.
Lucas, all right. Motor endurance racing.
Perisic.
I put Perisic.
Check, no question.
Nope. Dudek.
Oh, so I've got the rest wrong as well.
Yeah.
Beach volleyball.
Peter Cech.
Luke.
Oh, I put Batistuta.
I'm wrong. I put Batistuta.
It was Perisic.
Oh.
And Petr Cech.
He must
have. I'm sorry. Did anyone put that?
I thought his long arms would be good for volleyball.
You guys did awful.
We got one. It's quite hard. Once you get one wrong, you've got two wrong, you know?
What's funny is when you get it right, you think you did well. Like when my game, you're like, oh, yeah, definitely.
Obviously. Also, did Trek go and play in goal for ice hockey?
Yeah.
Because putting Dudek, then, you know, not stupid.
Yeah, right, Luke.
Yeah, I've put Dudek.
Maybe half the checks from a cold country.
Yeah, Luke, you're a total idiot.
actually, don't worry. I went bother with another question.
Oh,
okay. What are the final scores then?
Well, Johnny's won with 69 points.
Oh.
In second place is Jasper.
Oh.
Third place is Thomas with 64 and Luke with 61. But these are also following on from last season, so it's like.
Oh,
Wow.
It's going to roll over to the next one.
Yeah, we're just going to.
Johnny's now the champion overall.
Over two seasons.
I'm Johnny, you're under 69.
Because I came last season. That's quite the turnaround.
Yeah, the scoring system got really quite loose this season.
Libertarian.
We haven't even talked about who's getting promoted, but we don't have time, I guess.
And I think we should. That,
yeah.
Next pod, you know, we got.
Next pod, the next.
It's not long to the preview.
There's it Leeds and.
The preview pod.
Leeds, West Brom, and then Fulham are playing in the Championship semi final tonight.
That's tonight.
It's tonight.
Brentford.
Also, Swansea. There's the Champions League. We'll be doing more pods.
Yeah, oh, shit. Yeah, of course.
So, yeah, we'll see you on the Champions League pod, listeners. Don't forget to subscribe SoundCloud/ In Airplane Repair, Apple Music. It's the only podcast. I think we're
tweet us.
Yeah, tweet us. Yeah, we can get on Spotify.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we on Spotify?
That maybe could be. Don't know.
Next season.
Who's going to stop us?
We'll get on there for you, our listeners. Let's say thank you and goodbye to Otto_Wolf.
Thank you. Stamper.
Thank you and goodbye.
Vickers.
Thank you and goodbye.
And from me, thank you and goodbye.
And let's press stop recording.
Okay.